Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into a topic I know a lot of you are grappling with, and let's be honest, it's something I think about all the time too. It's this whole world of digital marketing.
Right.
It's a jungle out there.
It really is.
And it's changing constantly. So we're diving into an article today that argues that hiring digital marketing experts, like bringing in the big guns, might actually be the ultimate time saver and a smart business move. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the article we're looking at really zeroes in on these digital marketing consulting firms, these big firms.
Right.
But honestly, a lot of the points that they're raising apply, whether you're considering, you know, going all in with a whole team or maybe just bringing on like one freelancer.
Totally. Okay, so the article starts out and it hits us right off the bat with the cost, right? Building an in-house team, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Salaries, benefits, all the training, that's a lot of overhead, right?
It is. And I think sometimes, especially when we are in the thick of it, when we're running our businesses, it's hard to even wrap our heads around those costs.
Yeah.
Because we're thinking about, okay, but what are the solutions?
Exactly.
So to kind of break that down a little bit, when you think about bringing on a consultant, you're getting that burst of expertise.
Yes.
Right when you need it. So let's say you've got a short-term project.
Yeah.
They come in, boom, they do it. You need some ongoing support, but not, you know, a 40-hour-a-week commitment from someone.
Right.
They've got you.
Right. You've got that flexibility.
You've got that flexibility, which can be amazing for businesses that, you know, maybe have a limited budget or their needs change throughout the year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially if your business is seasonal, like so many are, that flexibility could be a lifesaver. I know one thing I always struggle with is feeling like I'm so in the weeds of my own business, I can't see the bigger picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm missing out on a key platform or something. Have you seen this a lot?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a perfect example, I think, of when you can bring in an outside expert and they just offer this fresh perspective.
Yeah.
They might say, hey, you know, I've taken a look at your site. It's not optimized for mobile.
Oh.
And you are losing out on a ton of potential customers that are, you know, on their phones all day.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, we as business owners, we're so in the weeds, we might not even notice that.
Okay. That is both brilliant and terrifying what you just said, because you're right, mobile is huge.
Huge.
But terrifying, because how am I supposed to keep up with all of this stuff? Like, you know, I mean, the digital marketing landscape, it changes faster than my dog changes his mind about which toy he wants to play with.
Yes, you are preaching to the choir. But that's, you know, that's really why a lot of people, a lot of businesses will turn to an expert, because staying ahead of the curve, I mean, that is literally their job. So they're on top of things like algorithm updates,
yeah.
You know, the latest social media platform that's coming out. They live and breathe this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's their bread and butter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're your secret weapon against falling behind.
Right.
Which, as the article points out, can cost you, you know, it can cost you time, it can cost you money, and it can cost you opportunities.
Right, because while you're trying to figure out the latest TikTok dance, you could be like, you know, closing deals.
Exactly.
You should be focusing on your zone of genius.
Exactly.
So, okay, so it seems like what it really boils down to is viewing this kind of help as an investment, right?
Yes.
Not a cost. Like, yes, it's an expense, but your time is valuable too.
Exactly. Your time is money, like they say.
100%.
Yeah.
But, and here's the thing that I'm thinking about, because, you know, we're talking about this article. The article really focuses on these big consulting firms, right? But what about the rest of us? What about, you know, smaller businesses or even solopreneurs who are like, I can't afford to bring on, you know, McKinsey and Company to do my, like, you know, Instagram.
Exactly. And I think that's where it's really important to kind of like zoom out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because yes, the article, you know, presents this picture of a consulting firm, but you have options.
Yes.
You might be a business where all you really need is a niche freelancer.
Yeah.
Who just has like social media mastery. They live on TikTok. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you DIY the basics, but then you bring in experts for a specific campaign, you know. So it's really about finding that right fit for you.
Like finding your marketing soulmate.
Exactly.
I love that. So really what we're saying is, yes, the article gives us a lot to think about in terms of the why of getting expert help. But the who is really up to each individual listener and their unique situation.
Absolutely. 100%.
So everyone listening, weigh your needs, weigh your budget, and don't be afraid to, you know, kind of experiment a little bit.
Exactly. That's how you learn.
This is your business journey.
Yeah.
And finding the right support that can make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this deep dive. And listeners, thank you as always for joining us. We'll see you next time.